Introductions on Classical WFMT is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes, a maker and restorer of string instrument bows at 226 South Wabash Avenue. Go to johnnorwoodlee.com. Thank you for downloading this WFMT podcast. Some music has been removed for copyright reasons.
Welcome to Introductions. I'm Robbie Ellis. Chicago Musical Pathways Initiative is exactly the sort of organization this program likes to partner with. It supports pre-college orchestral musicians in the Chicago area, specifically those from backgrounds underrepresented in professional orchestras. It offers them training opportunities, funding to upgrade their instruments, and also puts some students forward to appear on this very radio show. Today's episode of Introductions is for CMPI's Class of 2023, graduating seniors who are imminently starting college music study. We're going to hear a violinist, a horn player, and two percussionists. Let's crack right on with it.
Hello, my name is Amran Sharma. I am 17 years old and I play the violin. The music programs that I've been a part of are Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras, Chicago Musical Pathways Initiative, and the Northwestern Music Academy Virtuosi Strings. When I first started the violin, I was around 6.5 to 7 years old, and I was in a Spanish language school, and the director would bring in professionals or anyone who really enjoyed playing an instrument, come and perform for the students, and someone played the violin, and I was mesmerized by playing the violin, so I asked my parents to play it, and I did, and I've loved it ever since. In my musical family, I have three siblings, and we've all played an instrument at one point, including the violin, so we all collaborate with each other and make music as a family. In the fall, I will be attending Vanderbilt University, the Blair School of Music in Nashville, Tennessee, and I will be a violin performance major. And now I will be playing the Romance of the Vinyasky Violin Concerto No. 2 in D minor. I chose this piece because I felt it was very passionate and contrasting from the first and third movement. And I felt that the second movement was very romantic, as in the title, and I thought it was more clear of a storyline and it has a resolution unlike the first movement. So that's why I chose the second movement of the Vinyasky Concerto.
Thank you.
The romance, the tender central core of Henryk Wieniawski's Violin Concerto No. 2. 17-year-old Amarin Sharma was joined by Liang Yuwang on piano, recorded in WFMT's Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio. Amarin just graduated from York Community High School in Elmhurst, as well as Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra's and Northwestern Music Academy Virtuosi Strings. She's just starting at Vanderbilt University, majoring in violin performance. I'm featuring graduating seniors from Chicago Musical Pathways Initiative today on Introductions, and now to the first of two percussionists.
I'm Sophia Luong. I'm currently 18 years old, and I recently graduated from Maine West High School. I started 6 years ago in my middle school band, and I was already starting on percussion, and I've been playing ever since. So I'm a part of CYSO and also NYO, or I did NYO2 last year. Memories that I've had is just like being with my friends, like my percussion friends all the way in the back, and we're like counting our measures together, 200 and some measures before we play, and just like goofing off and seeing like who's actually counting and that type of thing, or who's falling asleep while we're playing. I have so many pictures of just my percussion buddies sleeping while we're counting rest during rehearsal. So that's definitely some good memories. So I'll be attending Cleveland Institute of Music in the fall, and my like professional career goals is to one day be a part of either like a symphony, an opera, or a ballet, and also teach at a university. So I'll first be playing Romantica by Emmanuel Séjourné. In my opinion, the story that I like to be told is the story of this old, like happily married couple. At the beginning, it's very like careful but also solemn. And it's like the beginning of the relationship. And then as the piece gets faster, it's like their honeymoon phase and they're all like energetic. And then we return back to the beginning portion of the piece. And that's like, they're all old now, but they still love each other. And it's like more relaxed.
Romantica. A solo marimba composition by Emmanuel Séjourné, played by 18-year-old Sophia Luong, recorded at Merritt School of Music. Here's Sophia again.
My next piece is Motion by Lynn Glassock, and this piece is a multi-percussion piece. It has bass drum, three toms, two bongos, and two crash cymbals. And this piece is very complicated in terms of a lot of time signature shifts. It goes from like 12-16, 4-4, 3-6, 6-8, that type of thing. And my goal with this piece was just to be able to lay down a solid, steady groove so that the listeners could follow along with it. So a lot of the time you'll hear me like playing the strong beats or playing like the first beat very strong of each grouping so that like listener can understand how the time signature and how each measure is grouped in the phrase.
A piece called Motion, composed by Lynn Glassock. You heard 18-year-old Sophia Luong play two cymbals, two bongos, three toms, and a bass drum. Sophia hails from Des Plaines. She just graduated from Maine West High School and has just started percussion performance study at the Cleveland Institute of Music. This is Introductions, a weekly show on WFMT that features the Chicago area's top young musical talent as they head off to do great things. I'm looking for more performers to appear on the show. Could that be you? We've got details and an audition form on the web, wfmt.com/introductions, which is also where you can find out about today's four soloists and listen back to past programs. When we come back, a second percussionist, one who's staying close to home for college study, and music by Schumann for the French horn. You're listening to Classical WFMT.
Introductions is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes. Introductions is also made possible through the generous support of the Nagani Foundation, the Kiphart Family Foundation, and the listener supporters of Classical WFMT.
Thank you. Doctor Gradus ad Parnassum, the final movement of Claude Debussy's charming Children's Corner Suite. It was played on marimba by Elio Esparza. I'm Robbie Ellis, this is Introductions, and let's have a little introduction to the third soloist in today's episode, in which we highlight graduating seniors from Chicago Musical Pathways Initiative.
My name is Elio Esparza. I am 18 years old, and I'm from Little Village in Chicago, Illinois. What brought me to percussion was when I went to an intro to band instruments class at Merritt School of Music. 9 years old, around that age, I tried a bunch of instruments, clarinet, trombone, and whatnot. And I just fell in love with percussion. And I had already been a little bit interested in it because like jazz drummers had always been something that fascinated me. Then being able to start at 9 years old, I was extremely excited to do so. At Merritt, I was a part of the Philharmonic, the percussion chamber quartet, Six and Stones, percussion ensemble, and then at the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra, I was a part of the highest orchestra of the symphony orchestra, and then also a part of the classical orchestral repertory ensemble, or CORE, as a timpanist. I just finished high school at Francis W. Parker in Lincoln Park, and I will be going to DePaul University School of Music to study music performance in classical percussion. I'm going to continue with Paris A by Joseph Tompkins, and this piece, the instrumentation is kick drum and snare drum, and after that I am playing Kaleidoscopio for solo marimba by Gene Koshinsky.
Kaleidoscopio by American composer and percussionist Gene Koshinsky. It was played on marimba by Elio Esparza, who hails from Little Village in Chicago. Before that, Elio played Paris A for snare drum and kick drum by Joseph Tompkins. Elio just graduated from Chicago Musical Pathways Initiative, Merritt School of Music, multiple groups in Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras, and the Francis W. Parker School. And right now, he's starting study half a mile west of Francis W. Parker at the DePaul University School of Music. On to our last soloist for introductions today on Classical WFMT.
My name is Elena Miller. I am 18 years old, and I am from Orland Park, Illinois. I actually started playing piano when I believe I was around 6 years old, and then I started playing horn in sixth grade, and what drew me to the horn, honestly, is just I didn't really know what it was, and I just thought it was interesting. And I knew I wanted to play a brass instrument, but I didn't really want to play a trumpet or a trombone, so the horn it was. My primary teacher for actually all of the years that I've been playing is Dr. Randall Faust. I've also taken some lessons with Mr. David Griffin as well. And then the groups that I've been a part of, so I'm in my high school's wind symphony, so I go to Victor J. Andrew High School, so I'm in their wind symphony. And then I also am in the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra. So this is my fifth year in that and my third year in the top orchestra there. And then I'm also a part of the top woodwind quintet as well. My plan is to study French horn performance at the Cleveland Institute of Music. I'm going to be playing Schumann's Adagio and Allegro for horn. And the reason that I chose this piece is it's a gorgeous recital piece. It was actually originally written for cello, but a lot of French horn players play it because it's just very melodic and interesting to listen to.
the Adagio and Allegro, Opus 70 of Robert Schumann, a piece that was likely originally written for horn, but it's also claimed by cellists. You heard 18-year-old Elena Miller of Orland Park, joined by Daniel Schlossberg on piano. Elena just graduated from Victor J. Andrew High School and Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras, and she's imminently starting at the Cleveland Institute of Music to major in horn performance. And that's it for today's episode of Introductions, Chicago Musical Pathways Initiative Class of 2023, featuring four graduating seniors, violinist Amarin Sharma, percussionist Sophia Luong and Leo Esparza, and horn player Elena Miller. The recordings were variously engineered and mixed for WFMT by Mary Mazurek, Jean Nemirovsky, Sam Genualdi, and Max Lebien. Thanks to Merritt School of Music for letting WFMT record in their Gottlieb Hall. You can find out more about today's four soloists on the web, wfmt.com/introductions. We've got lots of programs you can listen back to right there. I'm producer and presenter Robbie Ellis. Catch you next time as I feature more of the Chicago area's finest pre-college classical musicians every Saturday morning at 11 on Classical WFMT.
Introductions is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes, on the web at johnnorwoodlee.com.